We are joined now by one of the newest members of the Orioles organization, Adam Greenberg, who signed a minor league contract. He'll be at the minor league complex in Sarasota, looking to get back that swing and get back into a groove in organized baseball. Adam, thanks so much for joining us. And let's start right from the beginning. When you make your major league debut and you're unfortunately hit in the head with the pitch and the concussion syndrome that lingered for years, derailing your career for a while, how were you able to keep it together and keep trying to get back to the point now where at the age of 32, when you turn in February, you still have a shot to make it back?
Make it and play Major League Baseball. So when I was unfortunately hit the way that I was and threw my career off a little bit, I remember laying on the ground in Marlins Park that night, and the trainer came out to me and asked me how I was doing, how many fingers he was holding up. And the third question he asked is, where was I 2 days ago? And my answer was, I was in the minor leagues, and I'm not going back. The feeling of putting on a big league jersey and being a part of a major league organization, that was something, that feeling I never wanted to let go of. So all the struggles and things that I have dealt with thus far, I've just always held on to that dream as a child and what I felt that night. So I'm physically where I need to be and mentally as good as I could possibly be and ready for this opportunity.
Now, the syndrome that you carried with you for years, obviously it had to be frustrating. And obviously you're very much so a strong person inside. And I would think what you just described and the drive, not only to get back on the baseball field, but first of all, to be healthy, to be able to live a normal life, that combo hand in hand had to be what drove you.
Yeah, it was challenging. It was the first time in my life that I was concerned. I wasn't overly concerned with playing baseball. I was concerned with the quality of my life because I had positional vertigo for a couple of years, and I couldn't barely bend down to tie my shoes. And there were life things that were really, really frustrating. So once I was able to get on that track with the right doctors, that I knew I was going to be okay, then it was full on retraining my eyes because I had some vision issues, training to get rid of the vertigo that I had, and then keeping that focus. So yeah, a lot of those things, that drive to succeed certainly goes beyond sports. It's doing the things you need to do off the field also, but I'm just passionate about living and playing ball.
Adam, did you ever get a chance to talk to Brian Roberts about this, or do you look forward to getting the opportunity to do so in spring training? Because he went through something very, very similar, and it's not something that a lot of athletes can relate to.
No, actually, I have not yet. And Brian and I go actually way back. He went to UNC Chapel Hill where I went. So we got to be friendly years ago. And when I was watching something on, I think it was ESPN, listening to him talk about his symptoms and what he was going through, I'm really looking forward to that opportunity, connecting with him again, because it's very frustrating and very challenging. And when somebody hasn't gone through it, you just don't get it because you don't have a cast on your arm or leg, and you appear to be fine, but there's just a lot of things behind the scenes that are going on.
Adam, take us through how you ended up with this opportunity with the Orioles. I understand you actually booked a flight to Nashville at the winter meetings to make this happen.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to make your own luck. And and last year, with the whole one at-bat campaign, it was really tremendous. I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for any of the attention. Matt Liston, the documentary filmmaker, approached me and just wanted to help me get back to the big leagues. And at the end of the day, I told him, I'm not trying to do this for one at bat. I want my career to be rejuvenated, and sometimes you need a little bit of outside help to draw the attention back to on the field and the fact that I can play. So once the at bat was over, I continued to train and continued to get myself where I needed to be, and those winter meetings were coming up, and I didn't have an agent, so I wanted to just put myself in front of the general managers and managers and anybody in baseball and let them know and look them in the eye and tell them that I want an opportunity to keep going and I can help an organization. So ultimately, that's what I did. I booked a flight, didn't even have a hotel room booked, just knew where the winter meetings were, and talked to a few teams, and Buck Showalter was one guy that I made it a point to, when I found him, I beelined it right for him and introduced myself.
Adam, you've spent the last 3 years in independent ball in the Atlantic League in your native Connecticut playing for Bridgeport. Were you aware that the Orioles last year went to the Long Island Ducks and signed Lou Ford to the AAA team? And not only was that successful for them, he eventually made it to the big leagues and was on the playoff roster as well and was a valuable right-handed bat. And did that influence your decision, knowing that in this organization at this time, they are so open-minded to opportunity, you never know what can happen if you're there and playing well?
I'll say 110%. It was last month before I went to the meetings. I was speaking to a reporter just at a restaurant, and we were talking about possible organizations and teams that would be a potential fit for me and my style of game. And I played against Lou Ford for 3 years in that league. And the Atlantic League is a talented league loaded with guys that have plenty of big league experience and a lot of AAA experience. So the caliber of baseball certainly is very, very high. And for the Orioles to take an opportunity, give Lou the opportunity to join the organization and then see him do well enough, like you said, to give him a playoff roster spot and be an impactful player as he was last year during the playoffs, that was something that you can't overlook. You know, I definitely was like, you know, Buck Showalter's style of play, and then having the organization be that open-minded, that was like, man, what an opportunity that would be, and now here it is in front of me.
During the 3 years in the independent league, did you ever reach a point where you just thought, you know, this just isn't worth it anymore, especially when after you tore up your rotator cuff, or did you just never lose that desire?
Honestly, it's hard to say. I never lost the desire to want to be there. But I got to be honest, at times it got difficult, you know, especially dealing with the injury that I had and not feeling like I was swinging the bat the way that I knew I was capable of. And, you know, there's some certain life things that make it very challenging to play independent baseball. But as a whole, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, when I was a little kid, I had that feeling. When I made it to big leagues with the Cubs, I realized why I had those feelings and emotions. And then when I when ultimately I got back on that big league diamond last year with the Marlins, I mean, it's just all those challenges throughout these last few years. It's just like you always got to go back to that place of why I was doing it. I was doing it because I love the game. I love to compete, and ultimately, it's just a lot of fun.
And it has to be so reassuring to you as a professional athlete, knowing now you're planning for spring training and you're with an organization where if things fall your way, you play well, there's a need, you could end up in Baltimore this summer. That's the first step is getting that invitation to a camp and then earning your spot on a team.
And honestly, that's all that I've ever said. You know, I going back to that campaign, that was wonderful. It was great. And the people that I've talked to since is, wow, what a great story. But I'm a baseball player. And to get that opportunity on the field to show the organization, to show the Baltimore Orioles that I could be a valuable asset to their organization and help them win games on the field, that's it. You have to have that opportunity. And I've had opportunities in the past. So this isn't something that, you know, they gave me and I've never had before. I've had opportunities, and at times I've been able to take advantage of them. At times I've, you know, injuries have gotten in the way, but I'm just so grateful and having that mental focus of this is where I'm going. I'm training for this organization, going to Sarasota and hopefully Norfolk and Baltimore. But it's just really exciting.
Well, Adam, we are all very happy for you. Welcome to the organization. We look forward to seeing you in Sarasota, and best of luck to you joining the Orioles organization for a good season ahead.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.